Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Long time no speak. Sorry for the delay, folks. I know that a lot of you... a zillion interruptions. I know that a lot of you have been asking what's been going on and where I am and what I'm doing. And I have to tell you, there's so much going on that I haven't had any time to do my show. And what I've been doing is playing archived shows. So I hope that you've enjoyed some of them, at least. I know a few of you have made comments that you've liked them. Just kind of like one of the things that I've been up to because, so much going on and been so incredibly busy that it's just, busy. It's such a silly word, but so let's get right to the, first of all, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, happy, healthy, everything. I wish everybody fabulous New Year. I think it's going to be a great one. The weather, extremely cold. Winter is finally here. It's funny because I was talking to a lot of people about how last year went, and apparently it started off late as well. So what's new? Well, let's see. So here I am, sweating my guts out in my house because they've been, cranking the heat, and it's, it hasn't been cold. And in the high 50s, and what was it? Christmas Eve was 70 degrees. So 70 degrees Christmas Eve, it's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not turning the heat on in my apartment. So they're still cranking heat. I turn it off. Now we hit 19 degrees and my boiler in my building breaks. So I have to say I'm really aggravated and things happen. I'm not aggravated about the boiler breaking, because it happens, everything happens for a reason. And unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. So what I'm aggravated about is they got an emergency boiler backup, one of those trucks that comes and parks in front of your building. Now, there's another one of those trucks down the street around the block from where I live, and it's been there for a really long time, and it's a huge truck. It's like a Mack truck trailer. So the one in front of my building, it's just a regular size, like the size of a food truck, I guess you'd say, or a UPS truck. It's actually a little smaller than a UPS truck. It's more the size of a food truck. So no heat from, the minute it got absolutely bristly cold out, no heat. So I get home last night because I left my house yesterday because it was brutal to stay in the house. And it wasn't even as cold yesterday as it was this morning in my apartment. So whatever heat was left from the few days before is absolutely gone and no hot water. So I get home last night at about 6:30 and the truck is in front of my apartment building and I'm thinking, oh, thank God we'll have some heat and hot water. At least I can take a hot shower and, I can warm up and whatever. The heat never comes on. This morning I call up the super and I speak to the super's wife and she's telling me, oh, we need oil and this, that, the other thing. All right, whatever. So I get outside, and now they're starting to connect the truck to my building. So I said to the guy, I said, why didn't you hook this up last night? I said, it was brutal. He said, well, we would have been here until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I said, so you should have done it last night. Because what happened was whatever heat was in the building was absolutely gone. And because it was the coldest 2 days of the year thus far, the heat was really gone. It was so cold in my apartment last night, I couldn't sleep. So even though the heat isn't cranking, it's still, the building is warm. So, when at night it lowers it down, but it's still on. So the heat's still going. Well, excuse me. So no heat for 2 days and nothing. It was brutal last night. So the night before was cold. And I have to tell you, it was cold. But last night was brutal. That was unbelievable. I was worried about my plant, worried about my cat, was worried about my neighbors. Anyway, so I was so I was so irritated this morning that here I am looking at this guy and I'm like going, what, you would have been done at 1 o'clock in the morning? It would have taken a few hours. We would have had hot water this morning if they had finished it, if they did it last night. So instead of getting there at the crack of dawn this morning to do it because they didn't want to work late, they're there at 11:15 or something, 10 after 11, hooking it up. So what did they get there at 11 o'clock this morning? Oh, yeah, we'll have a nice, warm, long, you know, slow, leisurely morning, and then we'll go and we'll hook up that building in this brutal cold. And it's supposed to warm up. Not by much, but, I mean, really, give me a break. People, conscious, they have no conscience. It's amazing to me. It's like, I don't know, just silly. And then that cold, it's like bone chilling. It really gets into your system. It's like, I was sick for the new year. I didn't go out. I was home, you know. Thank God we had heat and it wasn't super cold, but it was cold enough, you know, considering that it was 70 degrees for New Year's, for Christmas Eve. So anyway, yeah, just aggravating as heck. So just, you know, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? I don't know. One of my friends kept saying, call 311 and complain. And I was like going, yeah, I guess, you know, had I called 311 and complained, would they have come and hooked it up sooner? I don't know. The super's wife seems to think that we'll have hot water by 5 o'clock tonight. Well, I won't be home until at least 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. If on that, on the early side, I'm thinking 7, 8 o'clock. I don't know. Although I have to say that when I get home, it better be freaking warm in my house. Otherwise, I'm going to go and stay at my mom's house. Just craziness. Unbelievable. One of my friends is like, go get a heater, you know, a space heater. I was like, 11 o'clock last night, I wasn't going out to get a space heater. But it was brutal. It was really uncomfortable. I could have slept in my car. It would have been warmer. In fact, when I got in my car this morning, it was warmer. Brutal, unbelievable, so annoying. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Ugh, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. Unfreaking believable. Just the nature of the beast. Anyway, so absolute craziness. What did I just do here? So I brought my... I brought my computer to my studio, my old computer, which I'm going to have to wipe clean. And before I do that, I want to try to save as much as possible because, you know, that's the way it goes, right? You save as much as possible. I'll save as much as possible. Now I can't find the iPhotos. Where is iPhotos? Anyway, so what I'm trying to do is take care of, get rid of as much as I possibly can before, oh, there it is. I'm okay. Before I, like, strike clean. So what I've already done is I've gotten, like, I've deleted 10 gigs. And so my old computer, it was a 250 gig storage hard drive, and before I started messing around with it this morning, it was at 15% free, you know, 15 gigs of free. Now it's at 25 gigs. I'm going to take as much off as possible. So I've been deleting photos, but I think a lot of this is going to have to be music. I think a lot of music is going to have to be deleted from my iTunes. So that's what I'm doing is just kind of cleaning up my computer and, you know, one little thing by one little thing by one little thing. Anyway, so that's the story. Now, I have to say there are so many things that I want to talk about because I've sort of been on a hiatus for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. It's really funny because every time I went to do the show, it was like there's so many things on the burners. I didn't want to talk about anything. I still don't. So what I will talk about is a program that I watched last night that was really, really interesting about our about the United States, number one, about the planet, number two. So the thing about the United States is they found a what they're calling an American Stonehenge in New Hampshire, in Salem, New Hampshire. How funny is that? I say funny because when I think of Salem, I always think of witches, but anyway. So they found this Stonehenge, I think it was in the 1800s. It was a while ago. And this man was getting a haircut. I can't remember his name. And he heard it on the radio about some ancient artifact found, and he ran to the spot and purchased all the land to preserve it. How innovative is that? So his grandson, and he's a young man. I'd have to say that I don't even think he's 21, although he could be, you know, 25. But he looks like he's rather young. So the grandson is doing all of this research on the American Stonehenge. And what they were doing is they were figuring out that the rocks in the circle, it looks like a perfect star, actually, lines up. Like they have these stones all placed in certain positions that align with the summer solstice, the equinox, all the various different times of year. So basically what they're thinking is that whoever built Stonehenge and whoever built, you know, this particular American Stonehenge and all these different these rock formations that tell you where the sun is going to rise and you know what it aligns with. So the kid did a Google map. I say kid, he's probably in his 20s. I don't know. Anyway, so he did a Google map. Here's the funny thing. So he did this Google map, and the Google map lines up with where the sun rises during the summer solstice and how this line continues across the Atlantic into the actual Stonehenge in England. And it goes right through one of the largest stone formations. And it also continues on, and it goes to a place in Lebanon where the Phoenicians were. I thought that was really interesting. So here's the funny part about all of that. When it's the sun is rising in America, it's dark in England because they're 6 hours ahead of us. So I thought it was funny that he's carrying this line and it's just a continuous line. Now, I don't know if that's how it actually works. I don't know. I haven't done any research, but I thought that was kind of funny. But they were saying that the Phoenicians definitely did not build Stonehenge because they were 800 years apart. Stonehenge is 800 years earlier, so they could not have done it. But it's very possible that the Phoenicians came to America and, you know, were able to do to build that. And then, you know, they're always finding all these. I think the whole thing is really interesting, just in general, how everything is correlated to everything else. So this works with that and this blah, 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 blah. Anyway. They also have a sacrificial area. Like there's another whole henge where, you know, a henge is like a ditch. So it's a lower ground and there's like all these tunnels and a sacrificial table, big stones and such. Very interesting. But I thought it was really interesting how they line up, and they were talking about how in the summer solstice the stones are perfect alignment. So outside of Stonehenge, the one in England, there's one, this is really funny to me as well. There's one main blue stone that's outside of the circle, and it also captures angles, and it's a right angle in two different directions going away from Stonehenge about the summer solstice and the vernal equinox. Was that the, yeah, I think it was those two sunrises. So here's the interesting thing. If you put a stone anywhere and the sun hits it at any point, isn't it going to make a right angle at some point, any which way? that the sun is going this way away from it or that way away from it. I don't know. That was a little kind of like skeptic in me, maybe a little skeptic in me. Thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, so that was what I was watching, and they were talking about the various different tides, and I thought that was all very, very cool. You know, I like all that history that they just talk about, you know, how many things Stonehenge in England represents to so many, you know, as a sacred land, as a calendar, as information, you know, in general, and then how they got it there, because they're saying that it must have taken 3,000 years to build because those stones were so phenomenally huge. And then the expanse outside of the circle. So it continues. But the thing is that they line up with the stars, the sun, the planets, and our Earth. So that's the interesting thing about the whole subject, is all the variants in which they, you know, line up, how it all works. I think that's the coolest thing. So now here's the last part. Okay, so they're calling the American Stonehenge, how did they put it? They said it was, excuse me, they were saying that it is, it's an archaeological, it's an architectural, it's like a combination of archaeology, astronomy, and architecture all in one. And the I have to think of that word now. Architectiology, something bizarre like that. And because it combines all these different elements. So it deals with architecture in itself. And then it deals with the alignment of the stars, so that's astrology. Astronomy. Archaeastronomy, or something like that. Anyway, I thought that was all kind of, okay. I'll buy it. I think it's going cheap, right? So that was funny to me. I don't know. I like the whole idea of all these varied things that you could just kind of like look into it and try to figure out, assess, and, you know, take away from it whatever it is that you want. And, you know, if you believe in it, you know, I think it's not called Ancient Aliens. It's something to do with Unearthing America. There you go. Now I recall. Total recall. There you have it. Total recall. So it was just, it's just interesting. I think that the whole thing is like, well, that's kind of neat. You know, so they go through all these various details about how all these things are interconnected. I think that's the most important thing, the whole interlocking. Anyway, so, yeah. So I have another computer in my studio, and I finished another painting, and I have two more that are ready to go, but I've been playing around with them, and, you know, because I was sick for the new year, I was actually here New Year's Day, and I repainted the periphery of the purple painting that I had finished. And I'm still calling it done in 2015, that I haven't painted anything yet in 2016, although technically I repainted it. So technically, on a technicality, it is finished as of 2016, but I don't want to call it that. I would rather say that it's you know, that it was done in 15. I did so many paintings in 15, it was kind of crazy. I'm not supposed to say that, right? It was just I was working like a mad scientist. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that either. I don't know. What are you supposed to say? Well, I was working very feverishly, hot on the press. I was just cranking them out. So It was all good. I have to say that it made me very, very happy. So, yeah, that was all good news. That was all the good stuff, right? Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, just so many things to go through, to go on, to just deal with, right? So, I have to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to delete here, because when I'm looking at the paintings, it's, you know, there's a lot of work on my computer, and I have so many duplicates. I have to take this silly thing to Apple and say, listen, is there a program that'll wipe out all the dupes? Because apparently, I have zillions of them. You know, zillions and zillions and zillions of dupes. I have every single painting that I've ever painted like 100 times. Okay, why is that? I don't know exactly. I'm anal. I don't know. It's got to be a reason for it. I'm just not sure what that is of yet. I think that was the biggest thing. You know, I have an ex that used to make fun of me and say that I was just, you know, moving files. And I have to be honest. I think that the truth of the matter is I was just moving files. You know, you go from one place to the next place to the next place, and the next thing you have 20 copies of each thing, which is like, oh God, it's 5 meg. Now, in a planet where we deal with terabytes and gigs, megs are nothing. It's like, remember when K-bytes were so big? It's like you couldn't do more than 1,000, which was 1 meg. It was like a K-byte was huge. You know, 30, 40 K-bytes is like, okay, you're getting too big there. Whoa, slow down. And now a K-byte is like, you know, the baby nail on your pinky toe. Like, got to get rid of that. Can't have that. So I thought that's kind of funny. The whole thing, it's just, you know, I don't know. I think that it's all, of course, you know what I'm going to say, relative, because that's my favorite word, right? So, yes, it's all relative. And I don't know, it's just, well, that's the story, Morning Glory. I'm going to stick to that. So, anyway, what are you going to do? Moving files. That's what I do. I move files. This is not what I do. I move files. I guess so. That's what I do. I move files. So what's the point of moving it from here to there? I'm not exactly sure. But I think it's better to have it. I think this is a waste of my time. That's what I really think. I think it's a waste of my time, dare I say. I think I have to go to the music and start with the music and really start deleting there. So let's get out of here. We'll close this for the moment. I have to say, 6 minutes. So I know that you guys missed me, and I apologize for the delay. You know, when there are so many things going on, and I'm trying to work it out, it's like, I don't know, it's really hard for me to just to find a minute to calm down and talk to you. So I may be doing my show a little more sporadically. I might switch to twice a month. And, you know, when I get a little more calm and I have time, I'll figure out a different time slot. Although I really like Wednesday and I like the afternoon and, you know, the whole joke of the hump day and have your lunch with me. So, yeah, that's what we're saying. So I did the weather. I have to tell you, it's been really crazy cold in Wisconsin. They've been getting hit by so much snow. So you knew that whatever was going to be in Wisconsin, we were going to have it like a day or, you know, 24 to 48 hours later. We used to get Missouri's weather 24 hours later, but because of our shift, we're more aligned with Wisconsin now than Missouri, which was a straight run. I remember the drove there. Well, anyway, so that's the story. And you know, I have to say, I wish everybody a really happy, healthy new year. I want to make sure that I get that in there. And thank you for everybody for all the well wishes and, you know, all the good thoughts and such. I appreciate it greatly. Yeah, that's about it. So to give a quick update, I'll be in my studio, as we know, for another year. I am going to be looking for another space, something that has windows that's much larger. It is time. And there are a handful of other things that are going on, but at the moment, my mind is a blank. I am a blank slate. So I already figured out my next series. I'm going to try to transition this series into that series. So my surreal landscapes are going to become far more surreal. And they're going to split landscapes, skyscapes. So that's really what's in store for the future art-wise. And I guess that's pretty much all I can say. I hope that everybody's keeping warm. Make sure that you snuggle up. Space heaters are a good thing. Just be really safe and cautious with them. And I hope that these guys get this building all situated and then, you know, we get a new boiler at some point sooner than later. And I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. New Year's Day. I have to say, what did I do New Year's Day? You know, I have to say that I was watching television. I slept really late. I was sick. So I slept really late, and then I got up, and I ran to the store, and I got myself some Chinese soup. And then I came home, and I snuggled up on my couch, and I watched The Twilight Zone back to back in order. They had them in order. I don't know how many episodes, but quite a lot. And 90 seconds. And then I watched the ball drop. And I have to tell you, I was talking to a friend of mine. I've gone and watched the ball drop a few times as a native New Yorker. And I have to say that I don't ever remember seeing the bandstand out in front. You know, the first time I ever saw it, it was freezing cold and we were all huddling together and that did no good. It didn't keep anybody warm. And 60 seconds. And then when that was over, the ball dropped, we all just dispersed quickly to get warm. And the second time I watched the ball drop, it was like a freezing rain. I never got to watch the ball drop on a kind of warm night. And this year, we had record warmth, and I think it was like 45 degrees. And the line of people in the street, the cascade of people, went all the way to 59th Street. And there were performers, and I just don't ever remember seeing that. Now, I know they've been doing that for years and years and years, but where were they when I was there? Twice. I have to say, I don't know, and it makes me very curious. So in 10 seconds, I can say, I wish everybody a very safe and happy new year. As I stated before, keep warm, and feel free to get in touch with me if you have a topic that you would like me to broach. Let me know. Happy to oblige. So happy, healthy, and thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa. Back from her hiatus.